You know, I've really been enjoying this campaign. We moved the chairs around for the start of this campaign, and that was to get you excited. Hopefully in a good way. The campaign started with family. Actually, the campaign's on revival culture and developing a culture that that looks like revival, and that's what we want to look like, and that's the culture we want to have. And we started off with family, and that's why we've got the circle, so we can kind of be looking at one another and seeing one another and just making sure that we're family. And then last week, Pastor Larry, he preached on the goodness of God. And you know, that was a life-changing message. My goodness. The goodness of God. And today we get joy and hope. Wow. When they put the themes together and they gave this one to me, I thought, wow, I get joy and hope. Only problem is so I could do one of them in the time allotted, but I get to do both. And I'm just so excited today, joy and hope. I'm going to do it backwards, so I'm going to start with hope and end with joy, because I kind of got this feeling when I was praying about the service today, the Lord seemed to drop in my heart that some of us need our joy renewed. We need to get back some joy. Needs to be joy in the house. There needs to, you know, that culture of joy, there's something powerful about that. And so we want to walk in hope, and we want to walk in joy, the joy of the Lord. Well, let's start with hope. Hope, it carries the idea of expectation and anticipation. It's a joyful, confident expectation of good, to anticipate with pleasure. That's what hope is all about. Let me read for you from the Bible, Romans 5, verse 1 to 5. From Romans 5, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Great words. Powerful. So hope is expectation. Expectation, A-X, E-X, that means out. Specter means to see. So it's the ability to see out or beyond our circumstances. Did you catch those verses I read to you? When we think of grace that leads to hope, suffering, perseverance, character, hope. Wow. When we suffer, it leads to perseverance. Our perseverance leads to character. Our character leads to hope. And God's love is the key to sustaining that hope in our lives. Now, anticipation. Ante means before. Siper means to take. So it's to take before, to take in advance. Hope is when we anticipate what God is doing and we take it. Hope reaches out to the future and lets us enjoy all that God has for us. Praise the Lord. Now, hope leads to joy and peace. Romans 15 and 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Joy and peace. You know, to lose hope is to lose everything. I don't know if you've been reading the articles on homelessness in the news, Medicinet News. A two-part article, Friday and Saturday. One of the fellows that was arrested in that shed there by St. Barnabas was being interviewed by Jillian. And good articles. But he talked about hopelessness and shame and those kinds of feelings that he was going through. And it's like he's lost. He's lost everything, and he is hopeless, without hope. You know, to lose hope is to lose joy and peace. God wants us to have joy and peace and hope that leads to that. I pray with a Spanish pastor on a regular basis, a couple times a month. And we meet, and Pastor Isaac is from Juarez, Mexico. And I've been to Juarez a couple of times in Operation Amigo and mission trips, great times. But I hadn't thought about it for a long time. Pastor Isaac, the last time we prayed, he had just got back from Juarez, and he was so excited. It was his mom's birthday, and he drove down to be with his mom and his family, and he was just so excited. His mom's a pastor. She's a church planter and doing great things, and I hope I get to meet her someday. Praise the Lord. But anyways, I started thinking about Juarez. And one of my trips down there, I was asked to speak at a halfway house for addicts and people struggling and suffering. And I remember being driven to downtown Juarez, right around the great stadium there where the bullfights and all those things are, and weaving down the dark streets and finally coming to a place and parking and walking through alleys and finally getting to a house or a room or in the back of some place. And there was a group of people all sitting there waiting for me, and they'd sung a little bit, and now they were going to have me speak. And just before I came to speak, some guy got up and said something in Spanish, and I didn't have a clue what he was saying, so I had a translator with me because I don't do Spanish well. And anyways, I said, "What did he say? What did he say?" And he said, he had a dream. And in his dream, he saw a man from Canada, me, coming to bring hope to them. And that hit me, you know. I come to bring hope. And I got thinking, that's what we're called to do, isn't it, as people of God. We're called to come and bring hope to a world that's hurting and struggling, a world that needs desperately joy and peace. We come to bring hope. Praise the Lord. Hope leads to endurance and perseverance. I love 1 Thessalonians 1:3. I guess I got a lot of favorite verses in the book. But that talks about your work produced by faith and your labor prompted by love and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So endurance, perseverance, inspired by hope in Jesus Christ. Wow. Hope endures. It perseveres. It endures pressures and persecutions and afflictions, emotional and mental and physical things. The enemy's fiery darts. Hope endures. Hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, it makes a difference in our lives. Praise God. Hope protects our mind. In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, Paul talks there about putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. Do you catch that? A helmet to protect your mind and your thinking. I don't know about your thinking, but my thinking needs to be protected. Because there are times I say, where do those thoughts come from? I mean, thoughts, anger, rage, negative, critical. I mean, foul thoughts, shameful thoughts. Where did that come from? I need to take that helmet and get it on and get it on so I'm thinking right and thinking good thoughts, God's thoughts, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. And there's something about that helmet of hope, the hope of our salvation. You put that on and you change your thinking. Hope can change your thinking. Praise the Lord. Hope is about inheritance. Inheritance. 1 Peter 1. I love 1 Peter 1. I get stuck there sometimes. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. And this inheritance is kept in heaven for you. Hallelujah. We have an inheritance. And the hope speaks to that inheritance that we have in heaven. Wow, hope speaks to a preferred future for the people of God. Hope speaks to everlasting life. Our citizenship is in heaven. We're Canadian, sure, but our citizenship is in heaven. Hallelujah. We belong to heaven. Praise God. Jesus has prepared a place for us so that where he is, there we may be also. Glory to God. We have a forever, ever hope. Hope greatly encourages. Hebrews 6, we take hold of hope, the hope set before us, that we may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Couple of thoughts from that verse, because this hope greatly encourages us, but you have to take hold of it. You have to take hold of it. You grab hold of it by the grace of God, by faith, by receiving it. It's a gift of God, but it needs to be received. Take hold of that. In the Greek, it means to take power over or to become powerful. So literally, take power over hope. We take it up in our lives. We take hope, and it greatly encourages us. It's an anchor to our soul, firm and secure, steadfast. Wow. Hope does not look to our circumstances, but to God. Hope finds confidence in the character of God. When we take hold of the hope, we receive power. Our thinking and our confidence changes when we begin to live with an eternal perspective. We have a living hope. I just want to encourage you to take hold of hope and be greatly encouraged. Remember who you are. You're a child of God, and you have a forever relationship with God through Jesus Christ. A living hope that can never, an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. Praise the Lord. We have that hope. Hallelujah. Well, let's talk about joy. You can tell I love hope. I that's a great theme. But we got two themes today. Joy. 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 Pastor Larry sent me a thing on hope and joy, and the speaker was laughing the whole sermon through, and I just started to laugh with him because I thought it was quite humorous. I'm probably not going to do that because I don't, but I want to share you some scriptures about joy. Joy. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16, rejoice evermore. Philippians 4 and 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Praise the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. 1 Peter 1 and 8, though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Hallelujah. That joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we have that because of relationship with God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, we go through life and there are joy stealers, aren't there? Those are those things that come and snatch away our joy. Circumstances, I mean stressors, family pressures, or relationship issues. My goodness. Work strife, fear, sin, selfishness, secrets, guilt, shame. It steals our joy. It robs us and cheats us. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Joy and peace as you trust in him so that you overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm probably going to give you that verse one more time today. That's a powerful way to live. From the God of hope. Joy and peace. He wants to fill you with joy and peace. Psalm 45 and 7, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God your God has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. God wants to anoint you with the oil of joy. Do you like that? I love it. Praise the Lord. Psalm 126 and 5. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Isaiah 61, we're reminded there that he will give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oil of joy for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. John 15, 11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Praise God. 1 Chronicles 16 and 27. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Think about that. In the dwelling place of God is strength and joy. You ever think of what heaven's going to be like? It's going to be a place of strength and joy. Praise the Lord. Joy inexpressible and glorious. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Habakkuk 3. 17 and 18. Where's Dennis? I got these verses for him when he was going through some struggles. Though the vines have no buds, and though there are no grapes on the vine, and though the olive crops fail, and the crops produce no food. Though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stall, yet I will rejoice in God. I will be joyful in the Lord my Savior, my strength. It doesn't matter the circumstances when you're filled with joy. You can lose everything and still have joy. Circumstances can get you down and under, but you can have joy. The joy of the Lord can fill your life and bless you. Joy is an attitude of the Spirit. It's birthed in a thankful heart. But joy is a choice. Choose joy. It's a while ago now, but I went through a dark time in my personal life. I don't even know why. Just some struggles that I was having. And it was just, I don't know, I didn't smile much, didn't laugh much. Just... you know, here I'm a preacher, you know. I'm supposed to be full of love of the Lord and the joy of the Lord. And I'm a preacher, but it's serious. It's serious business. You know, I work to beat hell, and I meet people who have life struggles that are significant, and it's serious. And I was just taking it all so serious, and I was really struggling, and I was no joy in my life. I remember... went to a Rosebud. And the guy in front of me stood up and turned around and said, I'm supposed to give you this. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him so you overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm supposed to walk in joy and peace and overflow with hope. I thought, wow. I was at an inner church prayer gathering service, and some lady I'd never seen, I don't think I've ever seen her since, she came up to me and she said, God is restoring your joy. And I thought, I wasn't sure I needed it. Obviously, I did. It was a kind of a dark, alone time in my life. I remember one Sunday, my wife came up to me and she said, I heard you today. And I said, what did I say? She said, no, she said, you were across the church. You were across the church, on the other side of the church, and I heard you laugh. And I knew instantly everything is going to be okay. everything's going to be all right. The joy of the Lord. Wow. A good belly laugh will do that, won't it? It makes everything okay, at least for my wife. And she knew it. She knew everything was going to be okay. Wow. I love that. You know, some of you might be struggling in your life. Some of you might need Jesus. You've never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. In a few moments, I'm going to wrap up and give opportunity. If you would like to receive Christ as personal Lord and Savior, that's the greatest thing you can do, is invite Jesus Christ to forgive your sins and come into your life and be Lord of your life. But as I was praying for the service today, I just was praying that God would come and touch our lives in a fresh way, and fresh oil, joy, a fresh anointing of joy, a restoration of joy upon the people of God, the joy of the Lord, our strength, and God wants to fill us with his joy. It's his gift for us. Now, in Galatians 5, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, etc. It's one of the fruit. He talks about walking in the Spirit and about living in the Spirit and being filled with the Spirit. Acts 13:52, it's just a little verse, but I love it. Just a little verse. In Acts 13, it begins with the people ministering to the Lord and fasting and praying and separating Paul and Barnabas to the ministry that God had called them and sending them forth to do that. But as they went forth, the church faced persecution and struggles and suffering, and there were all kinds of things that happened. And finally, Paul and Barnabas are kicked out of town. And you know how the chapter ends? With the church down in their mouth and feeling sorry for themselves. You know how Acts 13:52 goes? And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So what if Paul and Barnabas got kicked out? So what if the people are persecuting and beating us and we're struggling and suffering? So what? We've got joy and we've got the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit. He wants to fill us with joy, the joy of the Lord. There's an anointing for you, an anointing for me that we are called to walk in and walk out in the name of Jesus, to live it out, the joy of the Lord. Praise God. Now, in my mind, I thought this would go an hour. But it's not. I'm just about done. We're going to wrap it up in just a moment. Praise the Lord. But if you're here and you need some joy in your life, you need some hope in your life, you need Jesus in your life, this is a good place to be. Get filled with joy. The Holy Ghost. Get filled with Jesus. Filled with hope. Overflowing. Don't you love that? Overflowing with hope by the power of the Spirit. Let's pray. Father, it's just good to be together. Thank you, Lord, for the songs that were sung earlier and the praise to your name. Thank you that on this Thanksgiving Sunday, we can look at such great themes like joy and hope and be stirred in our hearts and challenged in our walk with you. Lord, as your people, fill us with your hope. Lord, help us to develop that life culture, that day by day as we go through life, we journey through life, that we would walk in hope and we would walk in joy. I want to pray a release of joy, the joy of the Lord upon this people, and pray a blessing that would touch each life, and that, Lord, you would fill us with your joy. And those who are struggling with joy, struggling with hope, I pray that today would be a new day and that there would be a change, a switch, a transformation, that this would be a moment in time, an outpouring of the Spirit of God that would bring joy, joy and peace through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Where's our band, worship band? Can you have a song for us to sing? I'm so glad that you've come today. And I trust you've sensed the presence of the Lord in our midst. If there's anyone here who has not received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, and you would like to today before you leave, I'd just love to have opportunity to pray with you. In fact, we've got some people in our midst who would just love to do that, to pray with and for people who need to come to personal relationship with Jesus Christ.